This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है. लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहां पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है. तो यहां पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीस से. फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का. तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा. इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा.
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years. The minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tato Phase 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that lease holders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. For inclusion of critical and strategic minerals and other specified minerals, no additional amount needs to be paid. These include minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, cobalt, gold and silver. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
Farmers from across the country have thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmer organization leaders and cultivators met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi yesterday to express gratitude and support for government's decisive action to protect farmers' interests. During an interaction, Mr. Chauhan reiterated that government will soon introduce a new law against those producing fake fertilizers and chemicals. He said this while interacting with farmer organization leaders and cultivators from across the country in New Delhi. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable ISMR will be held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Dr. S. Jayashankar, Nirmala Sitharaman, Ashwini Vaishnaw and Piyush Goyal will attend the roundtable. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement informed that the ministers from Singapore, including Deputy Prime Minister of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong, and the Foreign Affairs Minister, Josephine Teo, will participate in the meeting. Government has said that the registration of an overseas citizen of India, OCI, will be liable to get cancelled when a person has been sentenced to imprisonment for a term of not less than 2 years and has been charged-sheeted for an offence entailing punishment of imprisonment of 7 years or more. The Ministry of Home Affairs yesterday notified about this. Namrata Batra scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Neng Yu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category this evening. Namrata stormed into the final after a dominant win over Philippines' Krizan Faith Collado. And that is the end of this news bulletin.